This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Stacey, cheer up, Stacey.
Mario. Yeah. It's hot out.
It's hot.
Ooh, ooh, hot sand. Hot sand.
Oh, you run. Run.
I can't run. I can't run. Ooh, I'm top heavy. I'm top heavy.
You're like turtle. You're top heavy like turtle.
I'd like to see your turtle head, babe.
Ooh.
Ready, Stace?
Ready, Dars.
Here we go. It's our big hit.
Twins.
Sisters. Sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacy is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love of life, that's a lot to unpack.
True!
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
House of 11, we've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. We got tight faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Take it, Dars.
Manifest our twin power.
Scooter ba ba dee ba ha da woo da
dee da. Do the twins. Up ba da ba. Ha da ga. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh, hoo ha.
When he called her, when he said like a turtle, I...
Was that the original version of like a virgin? And they changed the
like word? A turtle. Touch for the very first time.
This is Darcy and Stacey.
Y'all, we didn't know how to start this show because it is all just magic.
I just said this to you. It feels,
I already forgot.
I know. It feels like everything is a theater. Like the whole show is like a radio play.
Yeah, we could
that
start
we
with
need
credits.
To read.
Yes. Can we have someone do Foley?
This is called Pitches and Ditches.
Pitches and ditches. What's the ditches? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not good.
Not good. We're going to get to that.
But.
I really got to look if Georgie's still an OnlyFans. I forget. I got to look again.
He looks good.
He looks I bet he is.
Good.
Darcy is. Is Stacey on OnlyFans?
I don't know. I don't think Florian is.
He should be. That's the one job he could do.
That's true.
It's the only thing.
Florian, he keeps saying he wants to make furniture or something.
Florian is too bothered to even do OnlyFans. He can't even film himself beating off.
I think he thinks the video camera will steal his soul.
Maybe. Well, he can be kind of not pious, but he can be.
He is religious.
Yeah. So maybe he won't do that. Maybe,
I don't make porn, though.
Maybe he won't let Stacy do it either. I don't think
that's
she's
probably
on it.
True.
Darcy doesn't care. She was a dancer. She's free with her body.
We got backstory.
Yes.
Before we just start talking about this, I said this before
what?
To you.
I forgot that too.
We did talk about 15 minutes before we started the show. You're just like a goldfish. You forget everything before we start.
Turn off your grinder. Turn your phone over.
I basically said
that. I saw
that
glimpse of a dick pic.
Got to get to him later. But everything they did that is in the editing, the showrunners know these women so well, and they know how to film the comic extenders at the end of the scenes. They know how to cut to Stacey at the end of something Darcy says where it's just ridiculous. And Stacey just goes, yeah.
And they know what to give.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. Darcy on all fours, showing her ass crack and her thighs is women's liberation.
Like women's lib, like women's you said lib. Last thing, which is like Fred,
is,
like Fred Flintstone.
I was like, that is a really, that's a fucking brave thing to do in the face of comedy.
I would say less women's liberation, maybe more feminism.
More feminism. But yeah. She did say, but you know, she was like, fuck it, I'll do it, it'll be funny. Yeah. And you know what? It was fucking hysterical.
Women's lib, as you say.
I loved it, that inner leg, you could see where the spray tan didn't get.
Yes.
Because we all got that. Before we start.
Yes. Yes.
You went to the crappies.
I did.
I tried to text you. You didn't respond to me. So I worked.
Yeah.
And then you just sent a picture with you and Marcos from Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
Yeah.
And I went, oh.
We had a moment.
Oh, no. And then you didn't tell me this. Then I had to look on Ryan Bailey's Instagram, and he posted a picture with you, and I went, oh, no, you tried to fuck Ryan Bailey, didn't
you? It was a wild night. The weather was insane.
Mm-hmm.
I had a great time. Watch What Crappens put on such a good show at the Golden Crappies.
Love our Ben and Ronnie.
I met MJ from Shaws of Sunset.
Okay.
She was the person there. I wasn't anybody special, so she moved on really quickly.
Very quickly.
But I met a lot of podcasters that I hadn't met before. And Courtney and I went to, Courtney from Two Judgy Girls and I shut down the bar at the after party.
Wow.
So, yeah. But at the same time, we didn't know each other before the show, but at the same time, we're like, I'm going to leave. And I'm like, I usually Irish goodbye. She's like, me too. So he walked out of the place without saying anything to anybody.
I'm surprised. You didn't take home anyone's husband?
No. It seems like everybody was gay.
Oh, that's...
Yeah.
And that's not your
and
type.
And I'm not into gay husbands.
You're not into gay husbands.
Gross.
You only want the straight ones.
Yeah. It's too easy to take a gay husband.
True.
What's the thing from, you can have my husband. I've already had your husband.
Only
rest in peace, Raquel Welch.
She was in that show.
Yeah. Woman of the Year.
Only three people listening know that show.
It's from the grasses. The show Woman of the Year with Marilyn, what's her name, who won the Tony. You can make a pot roast. That's wonderful. What's so wonderful? We did that as the two queens,
we
Maleficent
did.
And the Evil Queen.
We did.
That's gay.
That's gay. And even when we did it, people like chuckled and everyone's like, yeah, it's okay. But we enjoyed it thoroughly. It's one of my most favorite things we've done.
I don't think I do anything for anyone else except for me.
Same.
I do something that's going to make me laugh.
Follow the fun. I'm like, if this is fun, fuck
you
it.
You know what? Your former boss, who is a gay man in his 60s,
loved it. He loved it. That's our audience.
Queens
people
who
that
wear
worked
caftans.
On Bob Baker marionettes love us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I had a great time at the Crappies. Everyone seemed to have a good time. We had a fun evening of after partying.
They did it a moment, so you should be able to watch it for like a week.
I mentioned that you weren't there because you were present on. You were actually going in for your last procedure on the reboot of The Swan.
Oh,
so and I wish you all the best.
good. It's good.
And oh,
if only I'd love that.
And they were going to probably show you the mirror at the end. You're like, I don't look like myself.
Yay.
I feel like that's one of those shows that probably someone like sued someone after or something.
Did
like
they just
that
cover up the mirrors the entire time?
Yes. It was a crazy, that was a wild time in the early 2000s. That was a wild time for reality television.
I wonder
television.
What the winner that won is doing now.
I don't think you win, really. Maybe you, I can't remember. But they premiered everyone. But everyone had the same work done. But some had radical work done, like chin implant, boobs, everything. Like, some people got new faces.
That's crazy.
you never watched, did you?
No.
That was back when you didn't watch reality television.
It was shit like that.
Oh, that was the golden era.
You're trash, and so am I. I'm watching MILF Manor.
Yeah, you have no ground to stand on.
Boy, when I give you that MILF Manor minute for Extreme Sisters.
Not on this show.
Whoa.
Whoa.
It's not as bad as the woman fucking her son's best friend, but still, it got creepy real quick.
Got creepy?
It got
it's
more creepy.
It's been creepy.
And its name starts with Charlene.
I feel like that show, not only is it creepy, it's dark. It's dark in the way those women treat each other and the way they treat the sons like meat.
Yeah.
It's dark.
Yeah. I like the new mom, though. She's fun.
There's a new one?
She kind of, yeah. Remember I told you they said at the end a new one's going to come? She kind of reminds me of like a Joanne Worley with blonde hair.
Ooh, I'm so glad I'm not watching.
And her son, you would totally be into her son.
I tell you what I am into, and I cannot believe I'm into it. I, because the weather's been so bad, I watched 4 episodes of Perfect Match.
People love it.
First 2 episodes were absolute, I could barely keep an attention. You had to get to the end of episode 3 when Francesca freaks the fuck out about this girl talking to her Perfect Match. And then I was riveted.
Francesca's good TV.
She's the villain, and she's doing it quite well.
She should have leaned into that earlier.
Yeah. And there's other people I like on the show.
I just don't want to see Bartiste.
He's coming in next, I believe. I'm on episode like 5.
We're not covering it. Don't ask. No. There's already too much. Love is Blind is already coming back on March 24th.
I don't think it would be good for us. I don't think it'd be good for us.
And we're going to cover Seeking Brother Husband now.
That's 27th of March.
So we're doing that whole season.
You will thank me. That's the first reveal. I just hadn't revealed it, but thank you for doing it offhandedly and not letting us build up to it.
Well, you just told me. I thought well, you're welcome. What's there to reveal? What are we going to do? Drum roll it?
We could tease it.
How?
Fine. Episode 6, Pitches and Ditches Sink Ships.
Pitches and Ditches. I don't think we have any other announcements. I think that was it. So, yeah, there we go. By the way, we have a, you couldn't even save it in your phone, because I know you talked to Marcos about actually following through and doing that interview. You told me there, I looked, we have a little separate little kind of shared note that says pod announcements, and it just has a phone number and then Marcos's name.
I put that on there because I couldn't put it in my.
And you were freaking out because you were afraid you wouldn't be able to keep his number?
Yes.
Please don't. I had his number and I trusted that. This scares me.
Don't late at night.
Don't send him a picture of your winker.
Well, all men have needs.
Yeah. Not always with men.
That's debatable. All right. Get a load of me.
All right. I think you get a load of him.
That's true. Zing!
That was a sex joke.
Let me have some of your Mornay sauce.
No.
Teach me your mother's sauces. Wow, we need to move on.
We need to just do this.
Okay, so Florian wants to do the least to make Stacy happy, and he just wants to take... Y'all, he didn't take her on a picnic. Production crew set this up because Florian can't do shit.
He can't. She's... Florian basically says, I want everyone to be happy. And Stacy's like, you know what? George is coming to the wedding. I'll just cancel everything. I'll just cancel it. And she starts to cry, and she's like, I need Darcy. She's my other half, and you're my other half.
It was funny watching her run and say that she's
top
heavy.
You forget
that a lot of the comedy goes to Darcy, but you forget that when Stacy's on her own, she is really funny as well.
Between she and Florian, because she has, Stacy's more presentational than Darcy is.
Well, Florian becomes the straight man whenever Florian and Stacy are together. Y'all, this show is so good. It's so good. I just love this show. I think right now, it is rivaling Love After Lockup for me right now.
The thing about it is a show that feels edited with a comic eye, but there's a lot of heart to it still.
Yes.
There's a lot of heart in this show.
There's a lot. But I mentioned this on the another show, but I should mention on this one. So we had a Darcy meme that went up, and Darcy responded. The one where Darcy was changing for Jessica, and she kept saying...
Michelle,
I'm sorry. And you know the meme, y'all, where she's like, I gotta be Darcy, and all that.
Yeah.
So we did it as a meme, and she responded. She was like, she put like 5 messages on Instagram, and she was like, hell yeah, I gotta be me. Go big. Like... Live my life, all that.
Hashtag Bodrum.
Ho Bodrum. And then I even said, like, we love it, girl. And she was like, yeah, you do. And so I responded, and I just said something like, I said, hell, maybe I'll go to a matchmaker now that I'm single now. And she just responded. She was like, oh, sorry, babe. You got it. Eyes on the prize. Y'all, that's what I want to say. And that's what we thought of when we watched their interview, or when we interviewed them. This is who they are.
That's them.
This is why some people are like, I think they're fake. No, this is who they are.
Yeah. This is who they've become.
I love it.
And anyway.
You can type in on your phone, by the way. You can type in Darcy and a flood of memes come
out. Oh, yeah. She's the meme queen.
It's great.
So, basically Florian's like, Isad, I go nowhere. Believe in me. And she says, I don't want to be a drain on our sister relationship. And Florian says, I make happy. Do not worry.
So Florian says he has a plan.
Florian has risky plan.
Do you think Florian even has a plan?
Well, it's unfolded later in the episode. I do not think it's a good plan. So y'all, Darcy is setting up a graduating sign.
Decorating for my baby. 2022. Yeah. And y'all, it is perfect. She takes all this time setting it up. She can't
adult
figure
supervision.
It out. Yeah.
I got that. I'm an adult.
She's like, I'm an adult. She sets it up. And then as she walks out, she shuts the door. And then the tooth falls.
Again. Perfect. Well done.
I would love to talk to the story producer on this show. Our post. They are fantastic.
So Aniko, this is a sweet scene with Aniko and Aspen.
I'm sorry, I have to say this. Who the hell drinks pina coladas anymore when Florian got Stacy pina coladas?
Oh, they're so sweet.
Do you drink pina coladas?
Only when you're in Hawaii.
Because aren't there supposed to be bananas, actual bananas? What is in a pina colada?
No, coconut and pineapple.
Coconut and pineapple. Yeah. I bet it's good if it's real coconut and pineapple.
Yeah, this is not good. No, I've only had pina colada in Hawaii. I'm sure it's a Florida thing too, but the frozen ones they had didn't look good.
No, yeah. What is in Hawaii? You have that. You have a Mai Tai.
Hawaii Mai Tais. That's
the most strong.
They're good.
They are
a little
good.
Too fruity for me. That's weird that I'm saying something's too fruity for me.
Yeah, you went to Hawaii a lot, right? Didn't your family go a lot?
No, we didn't go with my family. I went with friends. I've been twice.
How quickly do you fuck every gay person there?
You get around to it in like about a week. Yeah.
Okay.
Small community.
You kind of have to have one of those like Magnum PI helicopters so you can quickly go to all the islands. Exactly. Higgins, get me another condom.
Now we know it's fiction.
Tom Selleck was hot.
He was.
He is hot.
He is hot.
Ooh, boy, that was a sexual awakening for me. Tom Selleck.
Yeah, it was like Miami Vice.
Ooh. So y'all, Aniko or Aspen is giving her sister a gift with like scrapbooks and memories.
It's sweet how they're not twins, but they are so close.
Right. Anyway.
I'm surprised Stacy didn't come to this.
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, she's so close to them.
Yeah.
I was just...
I think Stacy was staying... I think Darcy stayed a lot longer in Connecticut than... Because she stayed for prom and graduation.
That's true. You know, this... I don't know if it's a spoiler. It was in People magazine, so I don't know how much... I don't know if you saw this, but there were photos of Stacy and Florian's wedding, but it was in Connecticut.
Weird!
So I went... Either something's going to totally change in the season. And I thought it was odd that they already posted them in People magazine. Was it People? Or was it Screen Rant?
I don't know, but your rubber bands are distracting me because you just had posted in People magazine.
Oh, no, I don't have my rubber bands.
Oh, maybe it's just
I got to put them in,
natural
though.
You reminded
me. Thank you so
no!
much.
No!
Yeah, where'd they go?
It's just your natural speech.
Yeah, it's just my natural. Well, it's also got a little bit of... This top retainer is bigger.
Your orthodonture is making my life difficult.
I forgot it. Y'all,
it's ridiculous.
It'll get off in June.
Can they promise this time? I feel like it's been 2 years.
It's been a year in January. So it'll be a year and a half.
We should get a sponsorship
sit there
from
like
Smile Direct.
Marsha Brady. We should get a Smile Direct because you want to get some, don't you? Like,
yes,
we should get a sponsor from. I'm putting that out in the universe.
I don't want to talk like you do, though.
You already whistle like a fucking cartoon gopher.
Fair.
You should just get it all done.
That's a good idea. So y'all
might help your jaw pain. Actually,
Daddy Silva and Meemaw.
Ooh, he looked good.
And they, everyone's going out.
To a Chili's or a sirloin stuff, like everyone does after some kid's graduation. Just was like, this is so relatable. It's what we all do.
They did all go to what looked like a cafe amore or something like that. And Daddy, y'all, they say basically, we find out Darcy and Stacy went to school in West Virginia. And she studied theater arts. And the Darcy headshot of looking over the shoulder.
I
busted out.
I didn't have one, because we were a little after that. But at that time, actually, no, that was North Texas.
Yep.
Like, and I remember that people did a lot of those headshots.
Yep.
Why do people think that looks good?
And what do you think Darcy's
Piglet.
Monologue? Piglet and Pooh.
Yes.
How is that a college production?
Well.
I have a feeling that might have been in scene study.
Did she finish college?
I don't know.
Because was she theater arts? And did she go to school for 4 years in theater arts and all she did was Piglet and Winnie the Pooh?
That's what I was thinking.
Like, that's not great.
Like, can you do maybe a Doll's House? Couldn't you do something?
Chekhov, Shakespeare.
I can see Darcy doing Masha in Seagull. I'm in mourning for my life. Wear black. Mourning for my life. Oh, well. Constantine, you're looking good today. Like, what would her monologues be? I'm just trying to think. She should have died hereafter. There would have been time for such a word. Oh, that's Hamlet. It's out, damn spot. All the perfumes of Arabia could not sweeten this lands.
She would probably say it more like this. Oh, no, damn spot! So I think she only went maybe a year or changed her major.
Something like that. But And Stacy was going to be a newswoman, broadcast journalism.
That tracks.
Yeah, it does track.
That really tracks.
So we find out that Georgie...
Daddy's not happy.
Daddy Silva goes, and coughs. And
he is not pleased about Georgie coming to the wedding. And neither is Mama Silva. Nancy.
No.
That's her name, Nancy.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm just shaking my hand.
Oh, yeah. It's always weird seeing them together. I can never imagine... It's what people used to say about my parents when they saw them together. They could never imagine them being together in life.
Really?
When I see Nancy and Daddy Silva...
I agree with that. Daddy Silva looks like he always has a younger wife.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been married 3 times.
Why did they not say that about your parents?
I think because my mother, at the time when they... my mother, she was very... People would say, oh, your mom's so classy.
Oh.
And my dad was not, and so they didn't see
right
how they fit together.
Yeah.
Your parents, they seem to fit in a weird way.
I don't know.
They can't stand each other half the time, but they seem to fit.
I'm going to kill your father, Jay Bird. Oh, we can't have any more rain. I'm going to force him to get out.
Your mom, though, she could get a younger man. She's a beautiful woman. My mother said, maybe I should be on MILF Manor. And I said, Mom, the son has to go on, too. And she said, oh, never mind. And I said, thank you for saying that. That would bother me if you said yes. Even though my mom was kidding. She has a boyfriend, but still.
I think my mother would be horrified at MILF Manor.
Oh, I kind of wish you could show her an episode of that. But then I think she would be very worried about you.
I think, I agree.
What kind of content are you watching?
Jay Bird, you're poisoning your mind with that stuff. What kind of filth is this? You're not wrong, Mom.
And people
listen to this? People are sick.
Yeah, that's what
she said about Love After Lockup. People have too much time on their hands. So we're back in Miami. Darcy is trying to use an iron. I wrote down, I would pay money to watch Darcy do ordinary things.
Oh.
Try to work a juicer.
Oh, a juicer.
This is not good.
No. There would get juice. It'd look like
change the batteries in a smoke alarm.
Yes. Walk a dog.
Oh,
walk a big dog.
All of it.
Oh, my gosh. Let's remake Turner and Hooch starring Darcy. I'd watch that in a second.
So with the slobber getting everywhere?
I have to say this. If TLC ever started making or Discovery started making their Hallmark type movies or made for
They're
Discovery
never gonna
movies,
do that.
If they ever did that.
They don't do scripted content.
I know, but I'm saying if they ever did and they just said, we want to make one starring Darcy and Stacey. I would watch that all fucking day.
Oh, me
day.
Too.
Give me a Christmas movie where Darcy meets some guy and
Stacy has to,
Stacy has to either Stacy has to pull her out of something or Stacy has to save her because Stacy already has. Give me that movie.
I would watch the shit out of
that. Oh, it'd be better than some of those Lindsay Lohan movies we watched.
Where they could do Big Business. They could.
Oh. That kind of can't touch that movie.
That's true.
But because it is one of my top five. But I still almost would watch it.
The thing is,
could Darcy and Stacy act not like themselves?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
She could be Pooh from Piglet Piglet from Pooh.
Yeah.
So we are in Miami.
Miami.
We're trying to iron leggings.
And you know what? But this is going to be a while. We should take a little commercial
break.
Oh,
yeah. Good idea.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother. But that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai.
Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope.
Okay, the iron is hot. Continue.
You know, I think it's time we should just switch, because the whole show could be this.
The whole entire show.
Another installment.
We should do a Darcy and Stacey Mystery Science Theater. Not that we watch it, but we voice them the whole time.
Just do it, yeah.
Anyway.
Do it big.
It's time for Darcy and Stacey Theater, y'all. We do it big.
I'm be playing the role of Stacy. Maddie will be playing Darcy. At this point, he is getting hot because yeah, it was lovely.
Sorry.
And action.
That's the iron.
I know.
Okay.
Thank you. Do you not where you are? Know where you are?
My notes moved. Okay, here I am. Oh, whoa. We got a hole in this legging. Got a hole here.
Oh, I brought your steamer.
Stace, I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad you're here.
You're all hot. What's wrong with you?
It's hot in here. I've been ironing. Ooh, ooh.
You nervous?
Ah, ooh.
You nervous for a big pitch meeting?
It's got to go well.
You know, you're always sweating. You're always getting gassy. Gonna get gassy? Gonna get gassy, Darce?
I'm not gonna get gassy. Sometimes I do and I get a little nervous.
So,
sorry about that.
So, what'd you think about the conversation?
Doesn't smell because I've been juicing.
What'd you think about the conversation we had about Georgie?
I don't know why you don't understand me. I don't know why. It doesn't make sense to me. Why would you want him there?
I don't think either. It's not me. I think I'm stuck in the middle right now. I'm stuck in the middle. I think it's messed up. I think it's messed up.
Yeah, but mommy and daddy are concerned too.
But I'm not going to do anything about it.
What?
I'm not going to do anything about it.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm going to let.
Everyone else is like, well, this isn't the best decision. And I just stand there and shake my head and agree and don't actually say.
You know
yes.
What? I'm going to hope the best. That's what I'm going to say.
It's messed up, Stakes.
I know. I think it's messed up too.
It's messed up.
I'm stuck in the middle.
I'm giving myself some time and I'm.
Happy life, sister life.
Sorry.
Happy life, sister life.
Sorry. I'm just going to take a minute.
I'm going to steam the negative energy. Gotta get the cooch.
Yes. Negative energy.
I rebuke thee, negative energy.
Shh. Here, stand over there. Let me get you.
Ooh, get the cooch.
Steam it.
Ooh, there we go.
Steam it away.
Go away, bad energy. We don't need to.
I'm gonna sell fashion, and we're gonna have our big day. Maybe we're on your song.
Dear God, let's pray. Dear God, let us be empowered women.
Hail Mary, full of bad boss bitchery. To you we pray. Steam it today. And make money all week.
The power of Christ compels you.
Yes. Yes.
Shh. Oh, your boob popped out.
Sorry about that. Maybe that's a good sign. Maybe that's a good sign.
And scene. Oh, God.
I loved it when they laid down. Hold it.
Hug it. Hold it. Hold it, Stace. Stacey, hold it. We seal it. We seal it.
Oh, God. So, the... I have to say, I have started... And maybe the rubbing off of me, or it's the Channy app, but I have started manifesting more shit in my life. And I think it works. I think the more you talk about manifesting, the more the less energy you can spend actually manifesting.
Maybe I'm going to become Darcy. You know, I love a little nip tuck.
I'm all in for you manifesting.
About, oh no.
I just don't want to hear you talking about it all the time.
Maybe I don't normally. I don't talk about it with you at all cuz I don't want to hear your opinion.
I think,
kind of like Darcy and Stacey.
Right.
Oh my God, I am turning into Darcy.
You said it.
Y'all, so, we're all little Stacy or Darcy.
Y'all, the pitch meeting is great. They nail it.
It went well.
And he wants to get it in the store. I'm like, yay, brick and mortar store. That's the 21st century talking. House of 11. We're here for you.
Actually, I have to say, some brick and mortar stores are up because people want to go out and shop now.
I guess, but clothing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. People were so sick of doing everything online.
We're going to get a DJ, a party, new song. Y'all, next week, recording a new song.
And you see the producer just going, I can't do this shit. It looks incredible. Do we know someone with a sound booth?
I don't know. I know recording studios.
Do you know someone with a recording studio we could borrow? Yeah.
I don't think we could borrow it. We'd have to pay for it.
Well, then we're not going to do it.
No one's going to recreate
a scene. If we're going to do it, we might as well do it in a booth. Of course, I won't really be here next week. You won't be either. But, y'all, we're going to be... I'm going to go for the whole duration. Poodle's going to pop out for a day, so you probably won't see him. But we we will be a Podcast Movement. I will be emceeing again.
I don't know if a ton of our listeners go to Podcast Movement.
They don't.
I know. Why are you plugging it?
But if you walk around Vegas next week and you go, wait a minute, is that man humping that other man on the street or on the canals of Venice? Look, is that Poodle? It is.
I might be there one day. You can stalk me. Yeah. I have a taser, though.
Yeah. Sadly, Larissa was right about Vegas. It's hot.
It's very hot.
All right.
So, Darcy's getting ready for a date.
Oh, yes.
With Cicero.
Cicero.
Lipschitz.
She's like, Lipschitz, manifest. have a different city. I'm ready. I'm ready. And Stacey's like, what are you doing? She's like, we're going dancing. We're going to dancing.
Hey. You know what? I got some plans to go.
We found out that they danced in college.
Yes.
Stacey says they
dance was their minor.
That was their minor. And Darcy said, I used to dance on tables and bars.
That's what it looks like. I don't think they were much into the ballet.
Well, I don't know. Stacey said, her response to that was, we're pros. And Darcy says, so she says to her sister, and she says, I don't know how this is going to go. But, you know what? It just deserves to be, yeah. Y'all. It's time for another.
My voice is trash.
Oh, yeah. Darcy and Stacey Feeder. Okay, so, Stace.
Yeah. What do you want me to do?
I need your favor. But I'm going to have some plans, and I don't know how it's going to go. Yeah, and it may go.
Is that you?
Well, this date may go down low.
Got it. Yeah.
Down low. You know, uh-oh. Down low.
Yeah.
Need you to shave my ass.
Oh, here we go. Done it 1,000 times.
Yeah, because, you know.
Got to make it slappable.
Yeah, it's got to be a slap ass slappy.
Oh, turn it over. Okay. Oh, God. Here we go.
Not the boofy. Florian helps you with
the
boofy.
I'm not doing the boofy.
I don't have anyone to help me with my boofy.
Oh, I got scraggles all over the place.
No, I want to be hair free. If you're hair free, you're carefree.
Hey, get doggy style. Okay, Do doggy style.
What does it look like? Take a look.
Ow! Scraggles. Too many scraggles everywhere.
What? What? What?
Anyway, so here we go.
Ow.
That's all I'm doing.
Ow.
Smooth.
I need to get laser. This is going to look great. Here, let me show you my dress. It's a sexy
black, elegant dress.
Oh.
I'm a sexy mermaid. It's a mermaid dress.
Yeah.
I'm like that. Ba-ba-da-be. Ba-da-da-say. Yeah,
it's real sexy. It's real sexy.
Part of your world. Sexy mermaid.
So who's
Are you
Scott?
Excited? Are you
who's
excited?
Yes.
I want excited. You to be excited for me.
I'm excited for you.
You are? Okay.
Very excited.
His name's Cicero. He's older. He has children. He's a lot of potential. A lot of potential. He works. He makes money.
Potential.
He works. But who knows? We may walk down the aisle. It's only been one date. What? What's wrong?
Just a little.
What's wrong?
Little, little stuff in my throat.
Oh, okay. He's a real deal, and I want the real relationship.
Excuse me.
You're getting sick.
It's really, really bad cough.
All right. You don't have the cove, do you?
No.
Okay. So.
Just having a hard time believing everything you're telling me here.
What? We only had one date, but I feel that we match energy.
Yeah, you have a tendency to rush.
We're not the same person, but different body. What?
Sorry, just cough.
You get sick. Okay. Same person, different body. And if we merge tonight, we could be powerful manifest couple. Powerful manifest couple.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, totally.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Maybe I could take me to the aisle in a wedding. What?
Excuse me.
Hope you're not getting some there.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear this bling. See all this bling? Maybe I'll get some bling one day. Maybe I'll get some bling tonight.
Yeah, just let's not rush in anything. How about that?
No rushing.
Yeah, I got to go poop.
And scene.
The coughing?
It was on another level. It was brilliant.
It
was brilliant.
She was just throwing her sister under the bus.
Just, yeah.
And she kept saying, yeah. Yeah.
Even this goes back to that's just even when she saw that Darcy destroyed it, and Darcy said, I put a hole in the leg, and Darcy Stacy just goes, wow.
Wow.
God.
Does,
y'all. And then in an epic turn of events, Darcy gets on her date. She gets in her van or Uber. She's on her way. She's feeling snatched. She's feeling empowered.
Cicero Lipschitz calls.
He calls.
And says, something happened with my girls. I don't know what that is. It's to me, the way he said it sounded like his sex workers.
It did.
I know he probably means his daughters, but just the way he said it meant there was a bus downtown with my girls.
And he called when she was on the way. So it's like 30 minutes before the
date. That's shitty.
You give someone a specific reason. Like you say, my girl plays basketball and she fell and broke her arm. Not something happened with my girls.
I will say in 30, I think you need to provide, if it's 30 minutes beforehand, you need to provide a reason. It needs to be specific.
Yes. Sorry, I'm choking on my water now.
Wow. So, y'all, she starts to spiral. Darcy's like, I don't know. Is it a red flag? Maybe it's a sign.
Maybe.
And she's like, it's hurtful. So she cries.
Why was I want love it?
So the next thing is Stacy and Florian are putting together their wedding seating. I think
so
this
much
is,
happened this episode.
I think this is for Audacity because I don't know if they booked the wedding venue yet.
No.
But they're trying
it's
to.
It's also a terrible logistical way to do it.
Yeah. So they're trying to put Georgie somewhere.
Florian, take this ticket.
I don't know. Where's Georgie?
Put it on the wall, Florian. Put it on the wall.
And Florian's like, so I need to go look for a job. Yeah, that's it. I go look for a job. I go to some modeling agency. A1 model. And he's like, what Stacy doesn't know is I have plane.
And
he's picking up Georgie. My plane, very risk. Very risk.
When he comes up the escalator,
he's
God
hot.
Damn.
Georgie with his haircut is such a better look.
It is a better look
he's
for him.
He's thinned out some.
Well, he had a glow up because he's been working out. He still massages.
Yeah.
I might need it when we do our next DC show. I might need to look him up for a massage.
For some body work?
Yeah, you know.
A massage.
All that flying.
I'm sure all that flying.
That's it.
So
I normally don't like a tug and pull or whatever it's called.
I don't think Georgie does tug and pulls.
Massage. I normally actually like a real massage. I don't like someone to beat me off, but I'll make an exception.
I don't think that's the kind of massages he does.
I'll pay him enough.
I don't I don't think it's very good to be talking about that everyone can be bought off.
Oh, not them. Just Georgie. Just Georgie. He's a reality star. Come on. Yeah, it's Georgie. Right.
So Georgie says, I'm a new person now, and Florian's plan is to get Georgie and Darcy together to hash out. This is a terrible plan.
Terrible.
Y'all, don't count on a 15th century Albanian vampire to solve your problems.
No. What is that clear thing with holes? Is that to hold your dildos?
It's an espresso machine.
The clear thing?
It's not an espresso. That holds the coffee.
What is that material called?
Lucite.
That's the gayest Nespresso holder. It's got all the, it looks like it's for your butt plugs.
It was a gift from a friend.
I mean, it's very pretty, but it looks like a butt plug holder.
It does look a little racy.
You gotta that is there. Gay. Was it from a gay friend?
I like the environment.
Was it from a gay friend?
Maybe.
It's pretty, but that is a gay holder.
I want to help people. I want to help the environment.
I don't know if, isn't Lucite just plastic?
No, I'm talking about Nespresso.
Because of metal pods. Yeah.
And I can send it back. You just send a recycle.
Tastes better anyway.
It does.
They're not sponsoring our show. Shut up.
You asked me.
Well, you started advertising for them.
I would have spread. I don't bring up your brother's barbecue restaurant.
Well, it's not there anymore.
That's right. He sold it.
He's
to some meth head. Probably.
No, it's, by the way, I should tell people, because people asked. I went to my nephew's wedding this weekend. It was wonderful. I had a wonderful, wonderful
time. Was the
time.
Dog there?
No. But I got pictures with my Aunt Peggy, my Aunt Darla, and my Aunt Cheryl. My Uncle Leonard and his wife, Aunt Cheryl, came. So I got pictures with all three of those women, and they're on my Instagram if you want to look.
How is Cheryl spelled?
C-H-E-R-Y-L.
Cheryl.
Cheryl.
I thought like that's Shirley, like they're giving it like it's a small. No. I've never heard of an aunt of Cheryl spelled that way.
They were the Uncle Leonard and her were the last to leave the dance floor on the Who's Been Married 56 years. They just celebrated
good for
the anniversary.
Them.
Yeah, I know.
So not Cheryl, huh?
Yeah, and I appreciate, too, there were three couples that had been there for a long time, and because this is Oklahoma, the two men, the two men, older men of the other two couples, the DJ said, what's your advice? And they both said something like, never tell her no, or always agree with what the woman says.
Wow.
That kind of like, and my aunt and uncle, they said, what's your advice? And my Uncle Leonard said, I married my best friend.
Oh, and that's great advice.
And my Aunt Cheryl, he said, what about, and she looked at him, she's like, I married the best. And I was, they're so sweet. Anyway.
How have they?
Would have fun with them. We got to go see them in Palm Springs.
How have they steered clear of all of the family trauma?
They moved out. They moved away. My Uncle Leonard made millions and millions of dollars inventing stuff for construction highway stuff.
Yeah.
You know those little concrete, you know those little concrete things that they put up for construction?
I don't care about any of this.
Well, anyway, he made the forms for him. Anyway, his place was in Denton. He made all millions of dollars.
I just want to tell people.
And they moved out.
If you're thinking, how do I not replicate this generational trauma that is around me? That's a great way. Change your location.
Change your environment.
If you
environment.
Can. Change yeah. your environment.
Yeah. It does
that just
help.
Tells you. Yeah.
It does help. So, yeah, because Aunt Peggy and Aunt Darla were both there, still not speaking to one another, and they sat on different sides.
It's good that they can keep up this even through your nephew's
Aunt
wedding.
Aunt Darla sat in the pew behind her.
Oh, wow.
But that said, there was a very drama-free wedding. It was a lovely, lovely, lovely
wedding.
I'm glad
the dog wasn't there.
And y'all, boosters work. 300 people were there, and I didn't get COVID.
Yay. Maybe they'll do contact tracing. So later on, they are playing pool, Georgie and Florian. And Georgie is basically saying, I'm back into the massage. I'm getting clients. And
he said, I did a lot of wrong things.
I regret what happened. Now, y'all, here's the thing. we don't know exactly what happened because a lot of this breakup what happened off camera. Even last season, they did that little thing. Darcy, Georgie and I aren't together anymore.
We don't, but I think we're going to find out because Darcy, when we see her next week,
yeah,
she was furious.
Yeah, so
that's kind of the, I think the maddest we've seen her.
I question what the show is doing right now because we didn't. If we don't know what the circumstances of the breakup were, how can we know how to feel about it?
Yep, I agree.
And so I think we need to know. And so, but y'all,
maybe we invite Darcy and Stacey on again, and we get the
hot
tea.
That's true. The tea. And basically, at the end, Florian says, "I'm going to set up a meeting, but four of us. I hope it not blow up in face."
Because Flo wants, he said, Stacey wants to cancel. They're really going with his nickname, Flo.
I don't like it. He is always Florian to me.
Georgie says when Florian, because I think Georgie was under the assumption Darcy was okay with this.
Yeah.
And when Florian tells him this, Jordan says, I want to be there, but I don't want to cause upsetness. I won't go.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to work.
I don't know if it's fraudacity. I don't know if it's not. If it is fraudacity, they're doing a good fucking job of making it entertaining.
I agree. That's the show.
That's the show. I'm going to look up right now when I get this done if Georgie is still on OnlyFans. So I will have a report for you next episode. There you go, y'all. You got something to look forward to.
All I can stare is your retainer.
You should go to my orthodontist. You won't. He's in Brentwood.
Fuck that.
But you should maybe.
I only go to Brentwood for things giving me money.
I will tell you this. The longer you wait to do it, it's like your car breaks. The more shit you're going to go through and the more expensive it's going to be.
Fine.
So just know this. The longer you wait, you won't be getting the deal.
Yeah, I need to do that soon. All right.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next
time.
Bye. Just remember.
No.
Oh, wait. I forgot.
Remember, if you want your own quick orthodonture, but it's not quick, you just need to
manifest it.
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.